Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. This is Cecilia. Thank you for calling in for Let's Talk. You might hear like a little interruptions and stuff because I'm trying to hook my phone up to my earplugs, and then also we're on the road. So if anyone calls in and you're on the line and there's any connectivity issues, please just go ahead and text me because I will see the text come in, although I won't be able to respond. So just wanted to let you know about that. Once again, appreciate all of you calling in. Appreciate all of your prayers, all of your support. And please continue to keep Apostle Sandra Thomas in your prayers, and also my sister, Minister Sylvia, and Minister Stan, because they've got some type of bug that they're dealing with, and so therefore some type of flu bug, or who knows what it is. I'm not the doctor, and I didn't run any tests, so I am sure that you will be able to pray for them even without knowing any specifics. And once again, thank you all. And I appreciate what you're doing. And like I said, you're going to hear some interruptions while I'm trying to disconnect from my car phone so that I can connect to my earplug. And so hold on while I'm still trying to, as they say, pair them. So let's see. Okay, so hopefully we're connected now, and hopefully I'm still on the air. If not, I will be calling in. Make sure. So let me see. Brandon, do you see my phone line still on the line? Okay, still there. So Brandon says I'm still there, so you all should still hear me. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and begin with prayer. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you for everything that you've already done. We thank you for reminding us of how great you are and how great the name of Jesus is, for there is no name greater than the name of Jesus. We thank you for traveling mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for conviction. We love you for your grace and your mercy. God, if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, we know not only would we be lost, but God, we would be living a life in confusion, concerned about this and concerned about that. But God, you teach us not to worry, but to pray. Thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you for your yoke-destroying anointing. Thank you for the oil of the covenant. Thank you for teaching us that we're to pray without ceasing. Thank you for teaching us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of your people, God. So we thank you for we are your people. We thank you for your word, for in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We thank you that you watch over your word, and that your word shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that for which you sent it. We thank you, God, for your word. For when you said it was good, it was good. And when Jesus said it was finished, it was finished. So we thank you for your finished word. We thank you for your people, God. Thank you for teaching us to pray ye for one another. Thank you for teaching us to love one another. Thank you, God, for teaching us the gift of forgiveness. You gave us, thank you for reconciliation and restoration. Thank you for your agape love, for your God, your love is unconditional. Your love is not filial love, which is brotherly love, which is conditional. It's based on what we think, what we feel. It's about our feelings. It's about emotional. It's about what someone did or didn't do, or what someone said or didn't say, or what we think. But God, I thank you for your unconditional love. For God, when I've done things or said things that have not been listened to your sight, you still love. When I went places I shouldn't have gone, still love. God, when I did do what you said, for we have sins of omission and commission, still love. Thank you for your unconditional love. Teach us, God, how to love like you love. Teach us how to hate what you hate. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. For the Father seeks us to worship you. For they that worship you in spirit and in truth. God, teach us how to worship you with every fiber of our total being. God, teach us how to worship you in spirit and in truth. God, teach us that there's no place that is hidden from you that we can't worship you. God, we can worship you in a basement. We can worship you in a car. God, we can worship you in the classroom. We can worship you on the job. And most of all, God, if we're gathering in a place that says it's your church, it says it's your ministry, if it says that it's a house of prayer, if it says that it's a church, God, if we are the ecclesia, cause us to know that we can praise you and worship you anywhere, anytime. And we thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you for the gift of praise. We thank you for the gift of worship. We thank you for the gift of friendship. God, thank you for family. God, those that are our spiritual family and those that are our natural family. God, we thank you. We thank you for we know that if it wasn't God, not only would we be lost, but God, we wouldn't know what's right and what's wrong. Thank you for relationships and friendship. God, we thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of Minister France and Minister Michaela and Minister Stanley and Minister Sylvia and Apostle Sandra Thomas, Evangelist Joy and Prophet Anton. God, I could just go on and up and on. I thank you for all that you're doing in my church home and First Baptist Prince Hart. Thank you for Pastor Jenkins, God. I thank you for all the 121 ministries that are under him and all of the ministers. God, I thank you for the people that come to the several services that he has on Sundays, the teaching service, and the Bible service, the convention, various things that he's done. I thank you for the ministry of Steve Aturge and also Anthony Brown. We thank you for their ministry. We thank you for their love and worship. We thank you for even the traveling mercy that you're giving us on today as we go to worship with my sister in Christ, Elder. I thank you for her relationship that she has. So I ask God to strengthen her marriage, take her here to a whole other level. Lord, I thank you for marriage. I thank you. I thank you for covenant relationship. For God, you taught us how to walk in covenant, how to live in covenant. You've been an example for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost have such a covenant of love of you to teach us, God, about that love, about that. For many of us think we know love, but all we know is life. God, teach us how to move past life, how to move past love, how to move past the feeling, the flesh, but how to move us to a place of unconditional love, God, that is without spot and without wrinkle, because it's your kind of love. It's your kind of love that takes us through the good times and the bad times, that'll be with us on the mountainside, but also be with us in the valley. So we thank you for your love. thank you for your grace, for your grace is sufficient. We thank you for your mercy, God. Teach us how to be people that are not only quick to give, but those that are quick to give mercy. But you've given us mercy daily, for your mercies are new every morning. We thank you for your mercy being to every morning. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your gift. We thank you for your yoke destroying and on. Thank you that you've given us the ability to walk in your anointing, to know that when we cast out devils, that we do it in your name, that we do it for your glory. Don't do it for form or fashion, or to be famous, or to be the latest and greatest for the evangelist. But we do it so that you can be restored and reconciled back to you. We obliterate and annihilate and destroy in the name of Jesus every demonic, every fiery star, everything that would try to come to hinder our call, that would hinder the things that you purposed us to do, God. We shall walk in purpose. We shall walk in health. We shall walk in wealth. God, we thank you for the income that you brought in our lives. God, it's better and it's towards you having income than a salary, God, but income, something that comes from you, is blessed. It's anointed to do the things that you would have it to do. For there's people that are homeless that need a place to sleep. They need food on their table. But many are trying to minister to people that are worried about where they're staying. Many are trying to minister to people that need food in their belly. God, give us wisdom. For you said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. And that you would give it liberally. Teach us how to feed the people both naturally and spiritually. For God, we want their bellies to be full so that they can hear the word of God that not only fulfill their belly, but fulfill their soul, fulfill their soul. We thank you for the spiritual word of God that will heal their minds. Let this mind in us be the mind that's in Christ Jesus. Heal the minds of your people. Heal the hearts of your people, for there are many that are brokenhearted. There are many that are scorned. There are many that are walking in types of evil, God, for they have been hurt. They've walked in insecurity. They walked in low self-esteem. God, give us the security in you. Give us the confidence and the assurance that you have your angels encamped all around us. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The people say of the Lord that he is our refuge and our fortress. So we thank you for being our refuge and our fortress. We thank you for reminding us that we can be secure and confident and assured in you, God. We thank you for not only the angels that are encamped around us, God, but we thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives and dwells on the inside of us. Thank you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in every area of our lives. God, we thank you for when Jesus came to you because he did not want to leave us comfortless, but he wanted to send the Holy Spirit. You said it is so. And so we thank you for your Holy Spirit, darling. We thank you for the miracle signs and wonders. We thank you for the gift of prophecy. We thank you for the speaking in tongues, the unknown tongues, the languages of other nations and other people that we didn't learn in a classroom, God, but that you gave us the spiritual utterance of that language and the understanding. For God, even you've given people the ability to interpret those unknown things. We thank you for the revelation of the mystery in your name, God, and for your glory. We even thank you, God, we're now entering into Delaware. We're on the road, God, and you've given us traveling mercy, and we thank you for traveling mercy. We don't take it for granted, God. Mr. Stanley had prayed, and he prayed for traveling mercy, and we thank you for it. He prayed for the safety of us and others. Pray for his mom and dad who have some type of flu bug, and we thank you. We thank you for Minister Branson and also how he not only works with the ministry on Monday nights, but he works with the ministry on every and any type of prayer. We thank you for all that he does, even at Journey Church. We thank you for all that they're doing at Journey Church that is going to lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto God. And God, we thank you for everything and anything that's being done to glorify you, to be a soul winner. We thank you for it, God. We're not caught up in the denominations of the name and the titles of various churches and organizations, God, but it's all about who's lifting up Jesus so that he can draw all men to him. God, it's about who's lifting up your word and teaching your word morning, noon, and night, God. We want your word taught morning, noon, and night, God. We want your word revealed to people. For when your word is revealed, God, people are saved, people are delivered, people are set free. When your word is delivered, God, people will know without a shadow of a doubt that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Even come so quickly, Jesus. We're waiting on your turn, on your return. God, we're patiently waiting on your return. Cause us not to look to the left or the right, worried about this or that, but have us to just be confident that you're going to return and that, God, we're going to be caught up to meet you. Thank you for the insurance that we've been reconciled and restored unto you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God, we are redeemed. Thank you for redemption. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for by his stripes we're already healed. So we're calling on the healing virtue of the balm of Gilead. We're calling on the healing virtue, God, of the blood of the stripes. But we thank you for even when the blood is placed on the door, the death angel has to pass by. We thank you for the cleansing of the blood. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that the, through your stripes that Renee and Stanley will manifest on the visible way their healing, and even in the invisible. We ask you in the name of Jesus to cause cancer to be obliterated and annihilated in every blood vessel, in every cell in Apostle Sandra's life, God. Cause her to not only be a walking miracle, but God, a walking miracle that's bred of men, that everyone knows that her healing came straight from the throne of glory. It came from the stripes of Jesus Christ. Her healing came from your word. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We thank you for Jesus being the manifestation of your Word. Thank you for the name of Jesus being greater than cancer, being greater than sin, being greater than polio, being greater than different types of poverty, being greater than different types of prejudice and discrimination in the name of Jesus. We thank you for unity. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding and joy unspeakable, God. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you would touch the President of the United States and his whole family, God, that they would be saved and saved for real. God, teach us how to be true Christians, how to be true believers, how to be true ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many are crying that they're Christians. They're screaming and saying that they're Christians, but their lives don't manifest things that give you glory. God, cause our lives to give you glory. Cause us to stop saying that we're Christians when we know we're not. Cause us, God, to be people that not only want to be a Christian, but are Christians. Because many people just want to say it, but they don't want to live it. Teach us how to live it, God. Morning, noon, and night. For you are all-seeing, God, and all-knowing, God. Thank you for revealing to us the purpose that you've placed in our hearts for you and the things of God. We thank you for the purpose of Smile 3D. We thank you for the purpose of Christianhood. We thank you for the purpose of love. Thank you for the purpose of life and that more abundantly. We thank you for the purpose, and we glorify you for the purpose that you and destinies that you place in our hearts, in our minds, and that we shall accomplish that with which you put it in our hearts. For your word of destiny, for the word of purpose shall not return to you, Lord, concerning any of our lives. We thank you. And we glorify you. And we ask you on today, God, that not only this service that we're going through would be a blessing of healing and of hope, but God, that every service on today will have an unusual anointing for healing today. We'll have an unusual anointing for forgiveness on today. An unusual anointing for love and prosperity on today. Teach us, God, that prosperity is more than about money, but it's about the condition of the heart, the condition of the minds of your people, God. But we thank you for prosperity in every area of our lives. And God, that it will be a perpetual prosperity, not just something that pops up and here today and gone tomorrow, but be perpetual, that of everlasting prosperity, prosperity in love, prosperity in giving, prosperity in peace, prosperity in unity, prosperity in prayer, in worship and praise, but in every area of our lives, cause us to be better than smart. Many people say, oh, you're smart, but cause us to be wise. Wiser than anything that man calls wise.
For you ask us to be wise, and we thank you. And we glorify you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Brandon, am I still on?
Prepare to keep right and follow the interstate to 95 North.
Grab Brandon's phone for me and see if I'm still on, because it sounded like it had just cut off. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I don't see it.
You don't see it? That's Brandon. Let's check. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Keep right at 800 yards and then keep left.
Is it easier? No. Got it.
We glorify you and we magnify you. And I have this.
Now keep right and then keep left.
Melody that I want to just sing right quick while it's on my heart. I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee.
Now keep left.
Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless.
Follow the road for
me now, my Savior. I come to see. I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Just that melody right there tells pride to go. Just those words right there speaks confidence in who God is. For it said, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. We have many things that we consider that we need, but when we get to a place in life that we realize that we need God in every area of our lives, not just on Sunday, not just on days that we're at church or with different type of disciple groups or different type of ministry groups, but that we need God daily. When our life says, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. When our life says, I can't make it without thee. Every hour, every second, every millisecond, when our life says, I don't want to have a moment without you, God, without glorifying you, God, without magnifying you, God. It gives a whole new meaning to our life. For then our life belongs to God for real. And so that's my prayer, each and every one of you, and even myself, that our lives will be that which constantly says, I need you, God. And not only do I need you, but I want you. I want you in every area of my life. I don't want to be a Sunday or a Saturday or a Friday or a Tuesday Christian, but I want to be someone that's truly in a relationship with you every day of my life. Not that I would be saying I want to be perfect or that I got to be perfect, but God is perfecting us. And even when he perfects letter A, B, or C, or D in our lives, he still has other things to perfect. For he's the potter, and we are the clay. And when he finds those marred places, he makes them over again. And if you ever hear the story about the eagles and the eaglets, when they're going into maturity, they have to learn how to fly. They have to learn how to be eagles. When you ever hear the things about the diamond, in order for that diamond that was and originally a piece of coal, in order for it to become that priceless diamond or that pearl that someone finds to be priceless, it goes through a cleaning and a cleansing process. And many of us ask God, get me out, get me out, take this away, take that away. But it's that perfecting that's going on. You have a Judas or two or three or how many that have been sent to your lives to take you to your death, and you've been asking God to kill them. You've been asking God to obliterate them. But Judas has a purpose in your life, whether that Judas is a person or whether that Judas is a situation or a thing. King David had Saul in his life. Saul had a purpose in his life, even though he was trying to kill him, even though he was trying to do all manner of evil against him. He had a purpose in his life. So the Saul that's in your life that seems to be throwing darts at you, that seems to be trying to kill you, has a purpose in your life. So although you can't understand why it's there, it's perfecting you. It's perfecting the anointing of God in your life. It's perfecting the call of God in your life. So if it's not moving and it's not going anywhere, making you better, learn how to thank God for it. I've developed this thing in my life now where when things are happening that I don't like, because I'm not going to lie and tell you I like everything that happens, because that is a lie, and we know the devil is the author of the lies, that I like it all. But I've learned to say, God, I accept what you allow. And as he's teaching me to accept what he allows, I'm learning how to have peace with it. I didn't say that I like it or that I was jumping up and down shouting about it, but what I said was, I'm learning how to say, God, I accept what you allow. That in itself is a place of maturity, because many times when you're young and you're immature, you throw a tantrum about it. And see, that was me. I was throwing a tantrum about it. Why this? Why that, Lord? And I don't like this and I don't like that. So now I'm honest enough with God to still tell him that I don't like it. You know, I'll say, God, you know, I really don't like that, and I don't really appreciate what he or she said or did or this or that that was done, but I accept what you allow. When you learn to accept what God allows, you realize that one thing that we all must realize, that we don't know everything, and that we have to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge God. And as we learn to acknowledge God, we acknowledge that we accept what he allows. So on today, during this ministry, if you haven't heard anything that I said, I need for you to hear to accept what God allows. He's all knowing. He's all powerful. So accept what God allows. If Jesus wasn't willing to accept what God allowed when he said, not my will, but your will be done, we wouldn't be redeemed. If Mary, his mother, wasn't willing to say, be it unto me according to your word, how would we have been able to have Jesus in our lives? But she submitted to the destiny, to the purpose, to the call of God on her life, which also exemplifies when Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. When God gave me and purposed in my spirit for me to say, I'll accept what you allow, that was my way of saying, be it unto me according to your word. That was my way of saying, not my will, but your will be done. So as I accept what God allows, it means I submit to his power. I submit to his purpose. I submit to the destiny that he's placed in my life. And I'm not trying to tell him what to do with the Judases that have been placed in my life. I'm not trying to tell him what to do with the King Sauls that have been placed in my life. But what I'm saying is, God, I accept what you allow. And as I seek you for your wisdom, and as I seek you for your yoke-destroying anointing, I submit to your will. I submit to your purpose. For his ways are higher than my way. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. So I must cause my thoughts and my ways to not only submit to his ways, but ask God, as he reveals the mysteries and the revelatory things in my life, that he'll give me the wisdom to understand those things. Well, I don't have to like it. I don't even have to know what he's doing, but I can ask God, as he said I can. I can ask him for the wisdom of what's happening. So as I accept what he's allowed, I can also ask him for the wisdom of how to deal with it. I can ask him for the wisdom of what to say and what not to say and what to do. Because one thing is for sure and for certain, five PhDs won't give you the wisdom that God can give you in one moment. And I know those of us that are going to get our doctoral degree, some of us may think or act like they think they're God, but you're not. No matter what degree you got, no matter how much money you have, no matter if you're the president of the United States or the Queen of England, you still don't know what God knows. You still don't have the power that God has. Your name is not like Jesus' name, which is above every name. And so, therefore, when I accept what God allows, I'm saying to God, lead me, guide me along the way. Those of you that may not have heard that song, years ago, a lot of the people in the church, the mothers and the elders, they would come into the church and they would sing the song that said, lead me, guide me along the way. That same God, order my steps. You're the life of my path. God, you've given me the hands to fight, and you've given me the fingers, and you've given me my toes, and you've given me my eyes and my ears. You orchestrated a body that no man, no boy, no girl was able to do, because even after they do the various metamorphoses and the various stem cell testing and making robots and making things that are like humans, they are still not God. So, yes, there are scientists creating things every day. There are people in math that are doing 90 things every day. There are people that can make, and excuse this terminology because I don't want to offend anyone, the ugliest girl or boy and make them beautiful based off of the various cosmetics and testing and cosmetic surgeries that they can do. But one thing is for sure and for certain, it still didn't do anything to change or perfect their walk in life. Because you can look perfect on the outside and be as evil as the adversary of our soul on the inside. But don't forget, there's also some people that look very unappealing on the outside, but on the inside, they have the heart of God. They'll give you whatever it takes for you to have something to eat or things of that sort. So let's not always look on the outside, but let's ask God to show us the heart of the people. Because God can show you a person that will love you unconditionally, but you got to ask God to help you see that. Because sometimes that person may not be popular with anybody but God. So it's not even about popularity, especially with man. Some of us that are prophets, that are teachers, that are preachers of the end time ministry, you're going to find that you may not be as popular as that other preacher or teacher that is preaching that itchy ear message. Yeah, someone is going to be really popular because they keep telling people they're going to get a house or a car or a husband or a wife. But then that prophet over there is telling you to stop doing this or that, or that you need to go here or there. You need to go on a mission here. You need to go on a missionary trip or a journey, or that you need to go and live here or live there, or you need to stop doing this or stop doing that. That might not be the preacher or the teacher or the prophet that you've been drawn to, but it doesn't mean that's not the one you need. So let's ask God to change our hearts and our minds so we are drawn to the things that we need. Remember the song said, I need thee, O Lord, I need thee. That includes the things that he's telling you to make you better. That includes the things that he's telling you to make you wiser. That includes the things that he's telling you to give you that yoke-destroying anointing that when you lay your hands on the sick that they shall recover. It includes that yoke-destroying anointing that causes you to cast out devils in his name. It includes those things that causes you to be more lovable. Can you imagine that, being more lovable? Can you imagine a person walking in a room and people saying, I don't know what it is about him or her, but I really, really, really see the anointing of God on their lives, or I really, really like them. They don't know you. They don't know your name. They don't know anything about you. But God's made you more lovable. Sometimes being more lovable just means telling the truth. Sometimes being more lovable means going before God and saying, God, I need you to perfect me to even more so that I live a life that says, be it unto me according to your word. Not my will, but your will be done. I will accept what God allows. So this has been Celia on today on Let's Talk, and I thank God for each and every one of you. I know my sister minister, Sheila, has probably been on the line to minister with me, and I appreciate her to the utmost, but, you know, riding on the road, haven't been able to open up her line and things of that sort, but I appreciate her faithfulness on Sundays. I appreciate the faithfulness of Minister Brandon and Minister Sylvia Kaiser on Monday night with Iron Sharpening Iron, and Elder Kendall on Friday night with God Still Healed. I mean, the faithful ministries of Journey Church, the faithful ministries of First Baptist of Glen Carden, the faithful ministries of No Cross, No Crown, Fountain of Living Water, all of the various ministries, the ministry that we're going to on today. I just thank God for all that he's doing. And for all of us that are doing what God says do, just because he said it. So on today, remember, accept what God allows. Father God, we thank you for your yoke restoring anointing. We thank you for the call and the destiny and the purpose that you've placed on our lives. We thank you that it will be fulfilled and that we will not only be prosperous and walk in prosperity financially, God, but we'll walk in it spiritually. We'll walk in your wisdom. We'll walk in your peace and your joy. And we give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. So don't forget about our foundational scripture, which is St. Matthew 6:33, but says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Until tomorrow night. Bye-bye. See you and love you.